You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's your favorite type of donut, the kid? Jelly. Wilhelm?
Cream-filled.
Mine's the bear claw. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Is that the best question you got?
No, we asked for some questions for the Ask the Kid. Here's what we got from Scott in Shelby. Dear the kid, are horses happy when they win a race?
Depends how much money they bet on themselves.
Paul Myers Golf, P. Myers Golf says for the kid.
Love Paul Myers Golf, by the way.
In my opinion, the best type of sandwich is a hot dog. But is a hot dog technically a sandwich?
No. A sandwich is a sandwich and a hot dog is a hot dog.
So what would the best type of sandwich be?
I gotta agree with that.
Philly steak and cheese.
Wilhelm, what's your favorite sandwich? Is a wrap a sandwich? Or must it have bread?
It may be a sandwich, but it can't be your favorite. It's a wrap.
Like a turkey panini.
Don't
like
tell that to paninis. Jason Gibbs, by the way, the kid. He's infatuated with wraps.
I love wraps, too. I'd rather have a wrap than a sandwich.
So would I.
But your favorite sandwich is a turkey panini?
Yeah. My the fries and the coleslaw.
Is a real good French dip with some delicious au jus to dunk it into.
Now you're talking.
That is some good. That's a good sandwich there. And then finally,
must be an East Side thing.
The Dent Master from California. Thank you. From the Dent Master, the kid. How did the kid get the name the kid?
I think you can handle this one better since you're the one that termed me the kid.
Well, because we the kid and I play a lot of golf together and we're often partners. And you used to get fired up and you'd be like the kid and the kid, and then all of a sudden I'd start calling you the kid all the time. Get in there for the kid.
We should make up a better story than that, though.
It's a great story.
And you should
no,
make
it
something
wasn't great.
Up.
My favorite part of it, though,
but
what I think is the best
about
it.
I agree with the kid. You need a better story.
In your 40s and in your 30s, you're known as the kid, but in college, you were known as grandpa.
Yes. I wasn't. It started off as grandpa, and it was transferred over to GPA due to my studiousness, if that's a word, or my skills as a student or lack
thereof.
Come on,
I thought you have a Michigan education.
I was given the name due to my lack of attendance at class and my grade point may not have been the best in town.
All right, Dino, do we have any fantasy questions or should we just get into our final thoughts?
Here? I have a call, actually. I don't know if it's a fantasy call, but Jim in Akron is.
Jim in Akron. All right, bring it.
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much, man.
You know, I had to call my shot, but I think the defense, you know, I think they're listening to the media, and I think they're starting to feel that their manhood's getting caught out, and I really think that they're going to show up and try to quiet the critics. You know, I really do believe that our defense is way better than they're playing. So that's why my prediction is Cleveland 27. I want to say a shutout, but I'll give Baltimore 7.
I thought you were going to call for the shutout, Jimmy. I really did.
27-7. We like it. So does G.I. George. G.I. George comes back and says, the guarantee that works for me, I'm calling my bookie. You got to love that. Scott Taylor says, I thought his guarantee was the Raiders. No, he did not guarantee the Raiders. You didn't.
My guarantee was Tennessee.
It was Tennessee.
I picked us against the Raiders, but
I didn't give it a guarantee. Yeah.
Which, if you were reading between the lines, meant I wasn't as comfortable with the pick.
You did not give the guarantee. And then last week, you out and out picked the San Diego Superchargers.
I did. Which speaks to the reason I have a one-game lead on Hall of Famer Matt Wilhelm.
That's right. In the house that Wilhelm built. Out of a lot of concrete and cement.
And old light bulbs.
It is amazing. I mean, that play, it is scary. Like, walking in the locker room is smaller than the dog bowl. It was very much a crazy, crazy place. By the way, for those of you who also enjoy a French dip, Sammy Shabazz says the best French dip you'll ever have is at Bilo's Bar and Grill in Strongsville. Have you ever been there, Wilhelm? That's in your neck of the woods.
What? Strongsville's like 30 minutes from me. It takes me as
West Side, man. I don't know.
No, that's the south side.
That's the south side.
Come on, man.
South side.
By the way, tell he never gets out of the east side because he doesn't even know what the south side is.
Well, I thought Berea's the west side, no?
Yeah, Berea's west.
Strongsville's like 2 minutes from here.
20 minutes down the freeway.
Yeah. By the way, next week, I believe, and can you throw it out there on Twitter if this is true, I believe the Dent Master coming to town for the Broncos game.
The Dent Master is? It's also Pedro Zagura's birthday, Vanessa Wilhelm's birthday, yes, on October the 18th. All right, one last question. Stream Alex Smith or Josh McCown in place of Luck and Cam. Go with Alex Smith against the Chicago Bears, Chip. And Greg Cosell, the guy who's in all the film, told Adam Kaplan, he said, Josh McCown against the Chargers, quote, he had one of the better performances by a quarterback so far this season. It was a good game for Josh McCown. Hopefully he can do it again this Sunday. You get ready. Pre-game coverage starts at 9 o'clock all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. You can hear from Matt Wilhelm. You'll hear from me alongside Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon on the radio call on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. Got to thank our guy Dave DiNatale, of course, for the kid, one of the favorites out there in the bunch. And, of course, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Bring us home, kid.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.